Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 27th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. LG Electronics jointly acquired the South Korean electric vehicle charger developer Apple Mango, with the deal made in partnership with the EV charging station operator GS Energy and the IT provider GS Neotech. Apple Mango will become a subsidiary of LG. The company said it will work on making approachable UIs for charging stations and better coordinate its battery development, storage systems, energy management, and charging solutions. GlobalWafer announced it intends to build a $5 billion factory in Sherman, Texas, to produce silicon wafers needed for semiconductor manufacturing. GlobalWafer claims that existing U.S. wafer capacity will only be able to supply 20% of domestic demand by 2025. The factory will produce 300-millimeter wafers with a volume of up to 1.2 million wafers a month. It's the first new silicon wafer facility in the U.S. in over two decades. New figures from J.D. Power show that Americans paid an average of $54,000 for an electric vehicle in 2022 through May, up 22% in the year. The analysts at Alex Partners found that raw material costs for an EV have increased 140% since March 2020 to $8,255. This comes as interest in EVs continues to grow, with the Wall Street Journal reporting online EV searches are up 73% since January. Prices for internal combustion engine vehicles increased 14% in the year to $44,400. Last week, Google's threat analysis group shared findings about RCS Labs, a commercial spyware company based in Italy, operating a Hermit spyware program since at least 2019. Google found Hermit can affect both Android and iOS devices, with RCS working with the target's ISP to disable data connections, and then RCS sending a text message to let them restore service and subsequently install Hermit. Hermit can also download modules after it's installed to add capabilities like gaining root access on Android. Google believes Hermit never hit the Play Store or App Store, but said it was able to distribute on iOS through Apple's Developer Enterprise program. Apple said it's now blocked certificates associated with Hermit. Sky Mavis, the developer of the blockchain game Axie Infinity, will start reimbursing victims of the cyberattack that stole $617 million in crypto assets earlier this year. On June 28th, players will be able to withdraw one Ether token for each one lost in the attack. Sky Mavis will also restart the Ronin software bridge that was targeted in the attack. Back in September, Christine Martinez sued Pinterest, alleging that co-founders Ben Silberman and Paul Sciarra failed to compensate her for vital contributions to core Pinterest features when they asked her to salvage a failed shopping app. In court filings, Martinez alleges to have envisioned Pinterest as a visual bookmarking tool and letting users create interest-based boards. Pinterest filed a motion to dismiss the case, saying it was barred by statute of limitations. Late last week, Judge Richard Seibold dismissed that motion, saying that Martinez alleges they agreed on compensation at a later stage. Walmart announced late last week it developed a way to switch seamlessly between cloud providers and its own servers, potentially saving the company millions of dollars and offering options to other organizations looking to reduce their dependence on big technology companies. Walmart's new hybrid system uses third-party platforms like Microsoft and Google, as well as its own internal server network. It's built out across Walmart facilities across the country. The Wall Street Journal reports that in June, both AT&T and Verizon raised rates on older and metered wireless plans by $6 on a single line and $12 on family plans, encouraging customers to switch to unlimited plans. Impacted plans are not currently available to new customers. T-Mobile rates are frozen under its regulatory agreement tied to its acquisition of Sprint, although it can revise its monthly fee structure. Twitter announced that its button to toggle captions for its video player is now available for public on iOS and Android. The button is on the top right corner for videos, and if it has captions available, lets you choose whether or not you want to see written descriptions. The company started a test of this feature back in April. Several reviewers of the new M2-based 13-inch MacBook Pro report that the laptop only uses a single NAND flash storage chip rather than two on the M1 model, resulting in about 50% slower read speeds and 30% slower write speeds on Blackmagic's disk speed test. MacBook Pros with larger storage configurations don't show the same performance difference. 9to5Mac confirmed that the latest update for the Facebook Watch app on Apple TV now tells users it's no longer available and redirects them to watch videos on Facebook's website. The update also changed the app icon, although Facebook Watch remains available on the tvOS App Store. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple's upcoming mixed reality headset will feature the M2 SoC as well as 16 gigabytes of RAM. Gurman also reports that the headset will be part of a deluge of devices Apple plans to release over the next year, which will include a new HomePod speaker, four iPhone 14 models, three Apple Watch variants, updated AirPods Pro, an upgraded Apple TV, and several Macs with M2 and M3 chips, including a Mac Pro, Mac Mini, and refreshed 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pros. And finally, Nintendo will hold a Nintendo Direct Mini Partner Showcase event on June 28th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, streamed on Nintendo's YouTube channel. The event will feature third-party titles coming to the Switch. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Transitioning to a decarbonized economy sounds like just one change. In fact, this shift requires several transitions across sectors, geographies, and timelines. In Talking Transitions, a new podcast brought to you by the EY organization and Foresight Climate and Energy, we look at how the transition is affecting three key areas: energy, financial services, and government. The Talking Transitions podcast is out now. Download today from wherever you get your podcasts or visit talkingtransitions.com to find out more.